When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Undead Walking Podcast, part of the Fansided Podcast Network. Now, please welcome your host, Sarah Beth Pollock.
Hey everyone, welcome back for another very special edition of the Undead Walking Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Beth Pollock, and I promised you a very full week of interviews and Fear the Walking Dead content, and I am delivering on that promise with yet another interview. It is Thursday, it's April 22nd, and it is, if you have AMC Plus, then you've been able to watch the episode of Fear the Walking Dead that's coming on this Sunday. It's Handle with Care. It's episode 610, and it's a very different episode from the first two episodes of the season. Once again, I do want to remind everybody that this particular episode is, it would have been the second episode of the second half of Fear the Walking Dead season 6. Because of the pandemic and because of the scheduling and because of all of the things that happened, the episode is airing as the third episode. So we had 608, which would have been the mid-season finale. And then we had 609, which was supposed to be the mid-season premiere. And now we have episode 610. And so if it feels like the pacing's a little off with this one, it's not really accurate to say that it's not as exciting as the first two, because the first two were meant to be big episodes by themselves. This is a story-building episode, and I think it's really powerful, and it's setting up all of the things that are about to happen, and I'm really excited to hear your feedback. I want to know what you guys think of this episode. Since we can't really talk about it, I want to share with you a very fun interview that I did this morning with none other than one of the most, how can I describe her? She is one of the most genuine, compassionate, kind, caring people that I have ever met in my life. I'm not just saying that because I'm a fan of the show. She's someone that I truly count as a friend and somebody who is just so inspirational. And it's none other than our Luciana Denai Garcia herself. And she, if you're not aware of what Denai has been doing since the pandemic started, she was looking for a way to connect with people, as, you know, were so many people during the pandemic. And she started a series of Instagram posts, and she'd go on Instagram Live and connect with fans. And she would do her karaoke with fans and, and talk with fans and cook with fans and, you know, really realized over the course of the pandemic that she really wanted to keep that spirit going. And so she developed a podcast, and she's been doing the podcast for a number of weeks now. And she's up to 12 guests. And I'm really excited to say that tomorrow, Friday, her next podcast will have none other than Garrett Dillahunt as a special guest. And this is a very special episode that they were actually able to film together. And it's an episode that I really think, because of what happened, because of all of the things that have been going on the show in the past couple of weeks, it's just a special episode to have it right now and to have some, you know, just some normal chat with Garrett. I mean, who wouldn't want to hear Denai and Garrett talking about life and all of the things going on? So I'm really excited. I haven't heard it, but we talk about it a lot in the podcast. And and we actually had a beautiful conversation about life and inspiration and her podcast and her inspiration for the podcast and, you know, just a lot of really cool things. You'll hear a lot of references to fellow members of the Fear the Walking Dead cast and some fun stories. There's a really great anecdote in there about Mo Collins and her husband and their other child, affectionately known as the Jeep. If you remember that episode of the podcast, you'll remember that Alex Scooby and his Jeep are very, very close. And I think that Mo Collins might be a little concerned about that. But you know what? To each his own. And when you're in an apocalypse, you need to have a good set of wheels. So the Jeep is a member of the family. But Danai has a really funny story about that. And, you know, it's really cool to hear. You know, we had a great conversation. I mean, she's somebody that, honestly, you could talk to forever. And whenever you talk with her, it's like you're picking up a conversation and talking with a friend that you've known forever. And it doesn't matter how long it's been since the last time you've talked. It just comes through as this really great conversation. So I really think you're going to enjoy it. Obviously, we can't talk about Fear the Walking Dead too much, at least not the episode that's coming up, but she does give a preview of it, and she does talk a little bit about the previous episodes and how that sets up Luciana's story and kind of what's coming. But because we were talking, and because she wanted to talk about the episode that's coming up, so we actually recorded a separate segment, and that's going to air in the podcast on Sunday night, and that way she could go into detail and not get in trouble for spoiling anything. So just kind of keep in mind that this episode is not, it's got some really good Fear the Walking Dead conversation in it, but not about the upcoming episode 610. And we will have that conversation on Sunday night. And I'm very excited to say that I'm talking with Ruben Blades tomorrow about his performance as Daniel Salazar. And I'm so excited. I love talking with Ruben. Honestly, he's a legend. I mean, let's face it. Ruben is an absolute legend. And he's known for his music. He has a brand new record out. It's all swing. And he's such an inspiration. So I'm really excited that this Sunday's podcast, following this podcast today, is going to feature two of the most inspirational people that I've ever met. They're so wonderful. So having Ruben and Danai in the same podcast is going to be phenomenal. So really excited to bring that to you on Sunday. And so for now, I'm going to cut this short because I really want to get into this conversation. There's so much in it, and I think you're going to enjoy it. We go back to the beginning of Fear the Walking Dead, but we really also take the time to get into the conversations about what's been going on the past year and how it's affected everybody and, you know, affected the show, what it was like coming back to the show. And and interestingly enough, the first scenes that they filmed coming back together were actually the lineup scene. So you can imagine what that was like after being separated for so long physically, like in real life, to come back and film that episode. It's kind of hard to imagine. So I think you're going to enjoy this, and I can't wait to hear what you think about our conversation. So I'm actually going to do a commercial right now, because the conversation with Danai it's about 40 minutes, I think, give or take. So I don't want to interrupt it with a commercial, so I'm going to do a commercial now, and it's another really fun commercial featuring our new sponsors. So bear with me. After the commercial, I will introduce you to Danai Garcia and our phenomenal interview. So sit tight. We'll be back after this commercial. This podcast is brought to you by Danette May and Mindful Health LLC, featuring Danette May's top superfood product from her Earth Echo Foods line, Cocoa Bliss. Nothing feels better than being able to enjoy rich, smooth, creamy chocolate and knowing that you are doing something good for your body. We start with 100% organic cocoa beans that are naturally kissed by the sun, maintaining their natural, miraculous health benefits. Then we blend it with turmeric, MCT oil, coconut, Himalayan sea salt, cinnamon, and black pepper for the perfect blend to make you feel the best you ever have. The result? Fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate, removing your cravings, facilitating weight loss, boosting your energy, and removing your inflammation with one simple drink. Not only that, but it's friendly to paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diets. For the last 8 years, Jeanette May and her company have been leaders in the superfoods market, and they're proud to have served millions of customers worldwide. They're offering up to a 15% discount if you use the code MINUTE15 on their website, which is earthecofoods.com. And you can use the link earthecofoods.com/minutemedia. And just remember that the code is MINUTE15, M-I-N-U-T-E 15, 1-5. And you can also follow them at Earth Echo Foods on Twitter. And you can also follow Jeanette May at The Jeanette May, also on Twitter. So thank you to Earth Echo Foods for their sponsorship. And enjoy my interview with Danai Garcia. Let's jump in. It's so funny because when I think back, and I think back to last year, we all talked right after, because I the last thing I did before the pandemic started is I went out to Austin and I was on set. And that was like, even then, that was really scary because it was like, if you knew what was going on, you kind of questioned if you should go, you know, like, because it was February. So nothing had really come here. So I was like, should I go? Should I not go? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. Like, I know I don't want to leave home too long, but like, I really feel like I need to get out and I need to see everybody. And then the pandemic happened. And then you and I talked in March and it was so new. And we were like, what are we doing? What is this? Yeah. And you were talking about like your cooking and you were saying all of these things, you know, that you wanted to sing and everybody was just stuck inside.
Yes.
And now a year later, you have this beautiful podcast. You have this amazing, your website is so pretty. Like it's a great website, but it's so beautiful. I mean, I'm looking at the room behind you and I'm like, okay, this all makes, you know, it all makes sense.
Thank you.
But it's just so funny how far we've come in a year. And then in these beautiful things have come out of it. And your podcast is one of them.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah Beth. You know, when the shutdown happened that we spoke, I remember, you know, when tough times come in my life, I really relied on the things that I love to do. I love music. I love books. I love talking to people. I'm one of those people that in LA will go to the farmer's market, will have like a nice coffee and sit and just kind of watch strangers and talk to strangers. Like I would never make it anywhere if I'm in New York. I would be like, oh, I was just talking to a random stranger. Like, I love people. I mean, it's weird because, you know, that's what I do for a living. I actually interpret people's lives. And when the shutdown happened, and by the way, and I love traveling because then you're in a plane and then you're like, you know, it could go really well, really wrong, but I'm usually hang out with, like, you know, so whatever comes next to me is really nice. It's just nice. But what I love about people is that I learned so much from them and I really appreciate that. And during the lockdown, I started doing this thing, karaoke and chats, because that's what that's what you do when you're like in a state of like, you know, uncertainty. I mean, that's what I do. I just like sing whatever. I'm not a singer. I've never taken a sing class before, by the way. Whoever comes to my karaoke and chat, don't ever think that I'm like, you know, perfectly, you know, like that. It's just an act of like sharing and kindness, and chat means it's like connect with others. It's like basically saying, hey, buy yourself flowers, you know, get yourself, you know, just get yourself ready, even though you're not going anywhere. Like, the world might be falling a little bit apart, but that doesn't mean that you have to fall apart. And we need each other right now to keep this, you know, keep whatever is happening together. And I didn't know who was going to show up in those lives. And I was like, I'm going to do it 3 times a week, thinking that the pandemic was going to last a month, maybe two. Sarah Beth, 7 months doing karaoke and chats 3 times a week. I was like, what is happening? I mean, if somebody would have told me that you were going to do a lot, 3 lives a week, singing and chatting, that's a lot of singing and that's a lot of chatting. So what happens is like a beautiful community was born, and everybody kept showing up, and they kept showing up. They kept singing. Now they kept dancing. Now I'm like standing on my chair and dancing in this. I mean, and I would feel so much better. And then I would get direct messages saying, you know, thank you so much for, you know, scheduling happiness, scheduling in this very dark times. And then as we were approaching, you know, fear of returning, which is episode 8, right? After 7 months, I'm like, what am I going to do with this beautiful community that I'm inspired by them, but I've learned so much from them because I've never spent so much time at home. I never had the time to kind of understand and know my community, which is a community that is so valuable and beautiful. Like our Fear to Walk in that community, Comic Cons, we get to see them. You know how it is, Sarah Beth. It's like very, very intense, and you hardly have that moment. Even in conventions, we have very little time. You mean you feel the love, but this was a time to celebrate life with them.
Right.
And then that's how the podcast was born. It's like, how can I keep feeding into this love and this knowledge and growth to this community? And not just for them, but for me. And I am kind of like an introvert. I'm someone that when he needs to recharge, I just go home and I just stay. I'm not someone that goes out and all that. And the podcast for me has been so good because it allowed me to reach out to friends. It allowed me to be like, hey, I'm doing this. Like, I have a purpose. Can we do an episode? And I've been so stunned by the beautiful people that has jumped on board to share some seeds of knowledge, you know, and that's kind of like how it was born. It was born out of love and the need to connect, you know, with special people, a group of people, whoever wants to sing and chat and grow, it's welcome. And what a time to discover that within myself during the darkest time in the world. And that's how it happened. And the concept of treat your life like a garden came out because I'm here in Austin. You know, the weather in Austin is not like California, right?
Right.
Here we got snow, we got deers, we got all kinds of animals and bugs. It's like I have to have someone spray once a month to make sure spiders and real snakes don't come in, because this is very serious here. Like, I was not used to dealing with that. So my garden was the lady that lived before here. She kind of like let it go. And during my karaoke and chats, I would just spend my afternoons I would spend my afternoons in the garden, mainly to get sun out and to have a project, because again, we couldn't go anywhere. So my project was karaoke and chats, Home Depot, come back. I was like, okay, we're going to fix this. And, you know, and I learned from our environment, that my garden, that even though you plant the beautiful, beautiful flowers, even though you plant the perfect plant that is thriving and growing and adjusting to this new soil, it still can get eaten by some weird, you know, animal outside when you're asleep. It still can, you know, hit like a crazy storm, and you have to take care of it, even though you already planted. And I really learned that. I mean, it's an easy metaphor for life, but it's like when you're living it and you're planting it, and the next day you're like, what happened to you? Like, what is wrong? And it's like that is us right now. We even though we plant the right things in our minds, we lose people we love. We cannot see them for Christmas. We still have to constantly nurture ourselves and my guests are those seeds that can keep nurturing our lives. You know, they keep putting those seeds of knowledge that they used in their own inner garden. And that those are the times that we're living. It's a constant self-love, mental health, physical, spiritual. You have to have so much focus right now with the world that we're living, that I was like, this is the perfect time to have a podcast that can really cover everything we need, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really love, you know, one of the things that that also came out of the pandemic was Karen David also kind of came up with her Instagram series.
Tea with Karen.
Tea with Karen, which has just been so wonderful. And to see you both growing these ideas, but then to not abandon them has been so, you know, it wasn't just, because that was always, you know, all of these really wonderful things, as horrible as the pandemic was and has been and continues to be, it really, you know, so many wonderful things did come out of it. And so these opportunities to bring people together and to remind people of staying positive and finding your light and, you know, finding your garden and finding the things that make you happy and passionate. It's nice knowing that they didn't get abandoned, because that's like such a big message of the pandemic. Or, you know, I mean, at least I feel that way, that, totally, you know, this was an opportunity to learn something. And if you just said, okay, it's over, back to normal, then you haven't learned anything.
Then you haven't learned anything. Absolutely. Yesterday, I just had a karaoke and chats. I mean, I do have my podcast, which it goes out every 2 weeks, but every time I have the time, I just announce like karaoke and chats tomorrow, because you have to keep, you know, when you find that one thing that worked in the darkest time, you better keep it. Mm-hmm. It could be a routine. It could be a person that just was so good to you. And in my case, this ritual of singing and chatting live, it's live, Sarah, but I can't edit anything. Sometimes some commercials come out and I'm like, oh my God, what is that? But you know, those are the things that defined that helps us keep going, you know. And if anything worked for you, you know, during this really difficult time, you better keep that, because it's to some extent, it was a signal that we needed to look inside. We need to look what worked for us. We needed to really take the time that we never had, because we've been so busy, you know, to really think what works for me. And that never happened worldwide at the same time. That usually happens through a crisis of one person, but never all of us. That's like weird, right? It's called pandemic. Yeah. and when Tea with Karen started, and she asked me to join her, mm-hmm. It was such a beautiful treat, because I haven't seen Karen too at the time, you know, like we were again both in our homes, in she was in LA, I was in Austin. And it was a real cup of tea with girls, like anybody got to watch it. And mm-hmm. and she was in my podcast. And again, we were drinking fun enough tea. And I never planned it that way. But it's also another way to celebrate each other's journey. It's a beautiful and wonderful experience to get to see your castmates or the people that you work with also reveal that part of them that is kind, that is lovable, that we can all relate. And it's so simple, you know. At the end, what I have learned is that I knew this, but it became very present, is that we just need very little things in the world. We really do. We through our years, we have cluttered ourselves and our minds into like needing all kinds of stuff, when in fact you really don't need much. It's really we're very simple people, and this pandemic just toned that down into simplicity, and that was a beautiful lesson. I feel like I have changed a little bit after that. Yeah,
and it's so, you know, one of the things that's really neat too is that this is kind of your legacy. I mean, this is something that you get to leave behind, just as, yeah, as you know, it just as your films and your projects. But this is deny. This isn't the role that you're playing, and you know, and yes, even your guests don't have. It's so authentic, because it's not, you know, I mean, obviously, if somebody has a project, they can talk about it. But really, I mean, this is just connecting with people and seeing people in a different light, which, and I think of, I also think of Coleman with bottomless. These so wonderful funny. Things, you know, just to connect with people and for people to share their stories. And that, and your podcast though is so brilliant about just it's the human side that just allows people to come on and feel comfortable opening up. And it's a side of people that we don't always get to see, you know, that you may see with your friends because of your friends. And so when you're, you know, but celebrities don't often get to have that opportunity to be vulnerable. And so it's nice.
I have to say that even the actors that I have interviewed, like Karen, for example, like when we, Karen and I talk or you know, consider Karen a friend, I feel like when I reached out to her and I say, hey, would you like to shine some light on the podcast for the community? She's like, absolutely, love. She's like the cutest thing. You know, it's like there's a part of them and of my guests that come in with a purpose. And that purpose is never open 24 hours when we're chatting and talking normal, right? So I am learning so much from them that I've never, you know, things that I never knew because we're working, because we're never talking about deep stuff. Like, I mean, I feel like I'm a profound person, but I'm like, I'm not always getting like, you know, stuff out of people like that. I feel like I'm very light too. But, you know, the stuff that she shared and the stuff that Garrett is my next guest on the podcast this coming Friday, tomorrow is coming up. The stuff that they share and the contribution that they want to put, you know, add to this, to the podcast, it's been a part of them that I didn't even know. And I'm really like the audience there, like, oh, wow, I had no idea that, and it made perfect sense. And maybe there was a hint here and there, but we never like, you know, it was never like that conversation. We never had any conversation that I had in the podcast. I never had it before. Mm-hmm. It's not like I call, I'm like, hey, let's talk about the thing that we talked when I met you. Like, no, it's just like, let's celebrate and let's chat. And that has been so beautiful to actually discover it. And you're absolutely right. I've been doing Fear the Walking Dead for a few years now. And I've been doing, you know, being in the apocalypse and being covering, every time you see me, things are exploding in the back. Nothing is pretty. It's always like explosions, death. It's like, oh my God. Which is a part of like, you know, this wonderful lady, woman's journey, Luciana. But I wanted to express myself in a way that I thought was, it's who I am. And I never, you know, and I've done a bunch of characters and I wanted to show a part of my human side with this project, with the website. I wanted to create a website, theofficialdanaegarcia.com, to be a projection of me as the person, as the human, like as the side of me. What do I like? What's my favorite color? I love Tiffany color, like the Tiffany blue or green color. Like what's my favorite thing? Like what is what I love? So when people come in, they can get a little part of my world. And in the website, I have Danai seeds. And those seeds are like cooking with La Familia, because that's another thing that came out in my pandemic is I started cooking live too. I always cook. Again, that's a part of me that I love cooking. But now I started cooking live with this beautiful community that I love food. I mean, what else do you want to do in a pandemic? You just want to cook and sing and chat, right? I mean, exactly. That's the perfect. I'll be like the perfect buddy in the pandemic. So you know, another thing was born cooking with La Familia, and I've been just cooking authentic Cuban food. And they've just been nailing it too. Like it's like making the Cuban flan that everybody thinks is so hard. There you have it. You can make it anytime. It's really not that hard and it's so delicious. And I think those are the things that kind of, it's a part of me that I wanted to share to the world, that it goes farther than just me saying, I love cooking. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly. I love getting to know people. It's an idea, this website. It's an idea of who I am as a human. And yes, it's like a legacy. I love thinking of myself as a connector of that somebody that connects something to something. Like, oh, I've been wanting to learn how to make this and they found it here. Or I've been thinking about, you know, meditation, whatever, and I have a guest for that. You know, that person that connects with knowledge or whatever it is that's searching. So, and it's also a part of me that is very curious too. You know, I'm very curious. Like I love, my last guest was Luisa Nicola. She's a neuroscientist. And I love how she said, you know, when you feel stressed, you can't, if you're stressed out, I cannot tell you to calm down, because if I tell you to calm down, you're going to get more stressed. The best thing that I can tell you is to jump up and down, because behavior changes your state of mind. Mm-hmm. Or go for a run. Every time somebody gets stressed, like, you got to calm down. That's the worst thing you can tell somebody. The brain is going to be like, what are you telling me? You know, those things that you learn and it makes you really appreciate, you know, your surroundings and the people that help you reveal that side of you too. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, I wanted to show a side of me that I never was able to do that before. And social media, it's a way to do it, but through pictures and through things. But I wanted something more. And yeah. It's a lot of work though, but it's so fun.
Who are your, like, you've had so far, you've had 12 really brilliant guests on the podcast, and you just mentioned that Garrett's coming on, which is going to be fantastic. What a perfect time to have Garrett on.
I know.
And if you, now that this is something that you're committed to doing and you know that it's going to keep growing, mm-hmm. do you have like a dream guest list of people that you would love to have on in the future? Like, do you think, how far, I mean, I'm sure you have people booked in advance, but are there people that you would just love to connect with that you haven't so far?
That I haven't? It's funny. This is my first season in terms of podcasting. So I'm kind of growing with whatever they bring to the table. Like, this is my first season. So this time I talked about the brain. Now I'm going to talk with Garrett. And I have to tell you a funny story about Garrett. I shot this episode with Garrett when he was here in Austin shooting the last episode. So I told him about it and he said, yeah, sure. I stopped by your place and we do it. So this is an episode that is me and him together, because my other guest has been through Zoom. Right. Because
they
see each other. So when we did it was back, like when I was barely starting the podcast, and I'm like, you're going to be the next episode. And he doesn't say much about that, what happened to him, but it kind of links. There's something in there. So as I was editing the video, I was like, oh my God, I cannot release this. And then weeks and weeks went by, and Garrett texts, he's like, hey, what happened to the podcast? I'm like, I can't release it because people are they're gonna figure it out. Our fans are like so laser focused into everything. And I don't wanna be like the person, the podcast that will like reveal our biggest loss in this season. And he was like, oh my God, you're right. You're right. Did I say something? And I'm like, look, I don't trust it. I you didn't say nothing specific, but I just don't want to risk it. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's me. It was just, I was so self-conscious about it. So that was hilarious. I had to put it on hold. I waited so long for this. So after Garrett, I have Colby Minifee, which she played Virginia. I don't have like a crazy list because I'm living every moment at a time. I usually have like two people ahead. two or probably three, one more schedule to start. And I'm kind of going with the flow and kind of letting guide me in this journey, whatever, depending on what the seeds are people are bringing in, that's okay. I already touched this. Okay. I already touched that subject. Okay. I did that. Okay. And then somehow the people are coming naturally flowing. I'm not preparing so far ahead to a result that I want. It's more like I just wanted to contribute, and whoever is there and it's the right time, it's the best time and it's the best person. And I have another amazing guest that is coming up too, but I will leave that for a little bit because that's like really exciting too. So I'm just really, I get really excited because I have this opportunity to contribute and to entertain others. And that's a part of me that I didn't know I have, by the way. That's another thing about the pandemic, that you discover things about yourself that you didn't know. Mm-hmm. Like, do you discover anything about yourself that you didn't know through the pandemic?
I kind of did. I mean, it was one of those things where I realized like what I was how comfortable I was being on my own in the moments where I was, some people think, can I handle being by myself? Like, is it okay? Oh. I was like, okay. And it was hard for some people. And for me, I was like, you know what, I'm okay. Like, as long as I have, I figured out what I needed in those moments. And it was, so for simple. Me, And it was funny because I had talked to Mo Collins and her husband, Alex.
Yeah.
I think back in like October, maybe.
Wow.
And they were talking about how they were, I think they were still, maybe it was before that. I think they were in LA at the time when I talked to them, and they were talking about, cause Alex has his Jeep and he loves his Jeep and he loves
massive Jeep.
Yeah. Huge. And he loves this car so much. And they were talking about these adventures they were going on. And I discovered that was something that I really enjoyed, is going on these little adventures. And they weren't even going to places. Like, it wasn't even like, oh, I'm going to this big place. I mean, cause you couldn't really go anywhere.
You can't. Yeah.
The journey is what I enjoyed so much. And I found that was, I would just find myself driving with no real destination.
I love that. Out. Yes. I love that. Like, no rush to anywhere. No, you don't need to get anywhere. You just on a ride. I have a funny story about Mo and this Jeep. So we are returning to work, right? And we have to do our COVID test. So we have, even the days that we're not working, we have to write to production to do COVID test so we can work the next day. Mm-hmm. So I pulled in production and I just got my COVID test done. And I was just kind of like doing this because I'm like, oh my God, this thing again, and all of a sudden this massive Jeep just parks next to me. And I'm like, oh my God, wow, who comes to work with that huge Jeep? I'm talking, the wheels were like up to here, my eye level. Like, I'm like, that is crazy. Who comes out of that Jeep? Mo Collins. Like, she was driving that. I'm like, Mo, what the hell do you have that? She's like, it's Alex. It drives me nuts. I'm like, it looks like a spider. Like, it's black with like red things. It's like, it was so massive. I walked around. It's like a Ferrari, but in a truck. Okay. It's like, and she just told me that the trips and what the one thing I discovered, I just went on a trip to the mountains and I just stayed there for 2 days. And yes, I discovered through the pandemic that I love my solitude. Like, I really feel like I grow in it as long as I feel safe. I need very little things in life. Definitely food is one of them. And I just love the silence of the world. Like, when you're out camping, that silent of, that is not silent. Obviously, there's a lot of sound, but it's quiet, like no human voices, and it's just everything that howls and scares you, and it's like it just keeps you up. That is something I never got to do often, and I love that. The other thing I loved is that I, through the pandemic with the podcast and the people, we never had the time to actually talk to people. I never did. I always like, oh, I have to go because I have to shoot. I'm not going to tell the, you know, an entire crew, wait, I need to talk to, like, it doesn't work that way. And I actually, you know, found out how were my friends doing and how was everybody. And it changed. Everybody was doing great one day, not so well, you know, but having the time to be there for others really was, what a luxury to be there for others. You know, for me, in my case, I loved being there for my son. I loved that, you know, he's in college now, and what a horrible time to, you know, come back home after your college experience and it's just like, oh, pandemic. I loved being there, having those conversations of when are we coming back, and I'm relating to that, you know, in yeah, and that was something I loved being there. I love being there. And I love being there for my community too. That was another thing. I was like, this is an extension of me showing up, you know, showing up for myself and for others. Because if we don't do that, what's the point, right?
Right.
That's something I want to definitely keep doing, keep checking on each other. I remember when you were going through your mom's journey that I reached out to you, and I'm like, hey, good. You know, I hope everything is okay. And you were so gracious about just sharing your journey. It was a journey of love, of hope, of kindness, and a mother and daughter bond that we all got to experience. And being there, you know, normally I would be so busy that if that would have happened, I wouldn't be able to see, understand it, and actually getting to know you a lot more without you even knowing, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird. It's very strange, but that has allowed me to actually look around with a deeper lens loop.
And it's funny because a lot of people use that expression, like nature is healing itself. Like, you know, especially in the early days when, you know, they would show, you know, animals coming onto streets and you know, and now they've a lot of people are using it as, you know, things are getting back to normal. Like before it was people are at home, so the world is kind of, you know, rebuilding, you know, plants are coming back in places, but now it's our lives are coming back to normal and that nature is healing. But I feel like we needed this, and we all needed this moment to really stop and appreciate what we have, because you know, I mean, that's, and I can't thank you enough for reaching out in that moment that you did, because it was just, you know, of all the times to have to deal with, you know, that you sit through the whole pandemic thinking, oh my God, you know, you're trying to be so careful, and life just happens. You can't stop things from happening. And that's what you really, you know, you really, I mean, I think I probably learned that was probably the biggest lesson, is that no matter what you set out to do, you can only do so much. So you have to work with what you're given. Yes. And, you know, so it's just, and that, you know, set me on this. I mean, even, so this is a really funny story, but, well, I think it's funny, but, like I really, since that happened, that was in December. I've been on this journey of like trying, you know, what can I do to help people? You know, you need to, you know, you see some, oh, you want something to eat, I'm going in here, I'll get you something. You know, you just trying to do these random acts of kindness. So I bought all of these gift cards, and you know, I'm not rich, but I'm like, you know what, that stimulus came, I was like, I'm going to buy some gift cards. Yeah. So I can give them to people. And I've been doing that just randomly, you know, it just last night I was driving along and I saw someone who just looked like he needed help. and he wasn't asking for it. He didn't, you know, and so I turned around and jumped out of my car. It was probably not the smartest thing I've ever done, but it felt like it was the best thing. Like, and I handed him a gift card and I was like, here, you know, there's $20 in this gift card. You can go into the store and buy some food. And the look on his face made everything so worthwhile. Yes. And it was just, and I said, this is the kind of thing we need to do. We need to remember the humanity.
Yeah.
Because there are things we can control and there's things we can't control. But if you can make someone happy, that's the best thing you can do, you know?
You know, when we were dealing with the ice storm here, Sarah Beth, it was so dark. Like, it was like, we didn't think that something could be worse than a pandemic. And there's nothing worse that seeing the outside of your house completely frozen. You can't drive. A tree in my house fall off, like frozen from the root up. Like, I've never seen that. It was below zero. Everything was completely closed, frozen. We lost power, frozen inside, frozen outside. It was just one of the most, I know I'm from an island and I know I'm from the Caribbean, but this was cold. Okay. This was like really cold. And it was very strange when things melted down a little bit to a point that you could drive safely. The first thing I did was try to get water for me. And I got water for this children's shelter that, I mean, they just had nothing. I got water for them and I got those like puddings, you know, like crackers. I don't even know what I bought. It was just like, I remember that it was a lot, but you know, with like $80, you just got things for kids, like anything, like cereal. I remember I did a live and I said, look, I don't want to get a text message. How are you doing? Oh, how are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Like, I'm driving to a children's show. They never asked for it. They just showed that their little shelter, it's broken, like it's frozen, things don't work and everything melted and it was bad. And that's why this podcast was born. Like, what am I doing to contribute? What am I doing? Like, yes, I'm an actress and I'm working, but what am I doing to contribute to this beautiful world that we're living that needs it? And it could be in your community here, it could be here virtually. We there's no excuse. It could give giving cards, you know. You know what I did? I did an exercise one day. You remind me of this. And I actually called Garrett about it. I went to Trader Joe's and by accident I bought two bags of candy. I thought it was one, but then when I got to my car, I'm like, I have two. I'm like, oh my God. I didn't have my car. I was outside waiting for an Uber. I was in Austin. I didn't have my car yet here. So I was Ubering with my groceries, which is so uncomfortable. So I go into my the Uber driver and I have a bag of candy. And I told my driver, hey, sir, would you like a candy? Oh my gosh. That guy was like, oh my God, yes, you have a candy? I'm like, yeah, here. And John Dory at that time was giving out candy to all of us. And then I remember that feeling that guy had out of like a simple candy. I kept that bag and I kept walking and I went to a coffee shop and a children, hey, would you like a candy? It changed my day.
Yeah.
I called Garrett and I'm like, Garrett, oh my God, you know, out of random, I start giving candy and your character is all about giving people candy. And he's like, that's very sweet. You should try it. I swear. He's like, I don't think I could do that. I'm like, well, try it. I'm very shy. Garrett is like so shy, but he's the sweetest soul in the world. And those little act of kindness, it's another thing that you should never be afraid to show kindness. You know, it's like what you did. You stopped the car. You stopped where you were going and you make somebody else's moment a priority. You gave that person a little bit of your attention and it changed his day. It's something that we only see on television, but now you can become that person.
Exactly. And that's what's so beautiful when you think about, and we talked about this, about the early days of the pandemic last year, about how the show was kind of you know, it, people laugh, you know, you, if you're in the apocalypse, you're not going to give your stuff away. Like, no one's going to do that.
Oh my God.
But we did. Yes. And, you know, I mean, yes, there were people who, you know, bought too much toilet paper, and there were people who emptied the shelves, and, you know, but, I mean, and you there's can't people blame for everything. Them, yeah. You know, because yeah. people get scared. And so, you know, some people react better than others, but
yes,
you know, humanity, that is such a human thing. So it's a beautiful thing when you have the ability to, you know, to affect change in someone's life. It's just, it's so worthwhile. And that's why I love your podcast so much, because you do that, and everything you've done, you know, the seed, the cooking, you know, everything that you've done, you know, you've brought La Familia together, and it's yes. just so wonderful.
And they are so amazing. And it's funny, like, we just celebrated our first year of karaoke and chats, and they made, hosted by Tom, our strawberry. We call him the strawberry because Garrett, you know, gave him, baptized him with the strawberry name, but he has another version. And my version is that he's a strawberry, our strawberry. He made this beautiful video. They all sent clips of saying thank you to me for starting karaoke and chats. And, you know, I got that video the day before I got my 4 wisdom teeth removed, which is like the perfect gift that you can give to someone about to go into this horrible experience. And I watched that clip while I was healing, and it made me feel, it was 18 minutes video. I'm going to post it this week, saying thank you to them. And it goes a long way when you are there for others, how they're going to be there for you. It's never one way, you know. I feel like the world recycled that energy that you put mm-hmm. out there. It's like you, when you stop and you give somebody a card, that smile that person gave you made you feel better.
Exactly.
You know, there's this beautiful experiment that they did, neuroscientists, that said that when a mother gave a gift to they put this little things to read the waves of
like the electrodes on your head,
orphans, yeah. And you know, you're happy. They were testing what makes us happy. And they were testing your level, your chemical levels of endorphins, you know, like happiness chemical, and the waves of happiness went higher when this woman gave a gift to her significant other that he really wanted, and when he became happy, her waves of happiness went way higher than when he gave her what she wanted. Do you see my point?
Yeah.
Like, his happiness, it was way more, made her more happy than when she actually got her, you know, what she always wanted. When we received, we are happy, but we get happier when we make somebody else happy.
Right.
Like that's how we are made up like that. This is a real scientific thing. And when you think of that and what you're doing, Sarah Beth, is like you're exercising that, you know, somebody's happiness, just really, you feel it. It's more than if I give you something you want, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's very funny, huh, how it works.
It is. I mean, it reminds you, like, you know, when you're growing up and your parents say, you know, it's better to give than to receive. And sometimes it's hard to understand that as a child. You think there's no way that it's better to not,
it's so much
better. Yeah, it's so much better to get a present than to give one away.
Yeah.
But as you get older, you start to realize, you know, and that's, and there's a magic to it, you know.
You're doing that yourself.
And it's just, you know, again, I think it's one of those things coming out of this year where you just think, I need to do more. You know, what can I do? How can I do things in my own way? Sometimes it's everybody has their own thing. So
yeah. The giving out candy, you know, if we meet in the apocalypse, I think I will give you a candy, you give me a card, and we'll be just happy campers. Exactly. And we'll be like, remember that time that we're like, give each other, okay, here we go.
You know, that'll, when everything has gone back to as close to normal as possible, if that should be something that we do next time that I come down to set, we'll get in a car and we'll have some gift cards and some candy and we'll just drive around giving them to people.
Yes.
And whoever we see, and we'll just do it. And we'll just,
let's do it.
So much fun.
Please, that is done. We have to do it. Let's do that. I promise. Yeah. You let me know when you're coming and I'm going to have like 2 bags of candy.
Yeah. And you. And we'll just start everybody's day off. It would be so much fun.
Oh my God. I would love that so much. It's a done deal.
Yeah. There we go. We're going to do it.
Check. Oh, that's so awesome.
Oh God. It's always so much fun talking to you. And it's just, we haven't even talked about fear yet. And it's such a big episode this week. And we're just, I'm so excited because I'm excited about this podcast tomorrow that's coming out with you and Garrett. And so obviously we're going to put this out today. So you can't tell anybody what's going on in this episode this week.
No.
But everybody's so happy to see Luciana back. There's another one of those nature is healing, having fear back on. It feels much better.
You know, I was so worried that being through a pandemic, our show is so intense. And this season has been intense. I mean, we have losses. We have real bad villains, very, very serious. I was in my mind thinking, maybe our audience are not ready to get all this craziness that we're doing. I mean, look at the episode that we started shooting when we came back from the pandemic. It was the lined up. That was like, that was our first get together on set. It was 4 days. What was it? We shot that in 3 days, 3 nights.
Oh my God.
All night shooting on our knees. All night. It was like 7 months at home. Hi, welcome back. On your knees. It's like, oh my God, what's happening? Like I was so, everything was like all good until we got here. And that was my welcome back to the show. And I worried, I was like, oh, what if our audience are not ready to receive all this intensity? And funny enough, they were not just ready, they were excited. And it's been a ride. And I all the messages I get is like, thank you for being back. And I'm like, thank goodness, because it's been intense, you know. This episode, you know, this has been a very, very intense season. I know I said this every year, but it's been intense because this anthology series, you know, it's you get to really go deeper with everybody, and you really get to see how everybody's doing psychologically, like mentally, which is huge. And it's dark and it's edgy, and what a great opportunity to go deeper into these people. We need them to we need to see that part of them, and so having seen our audience just being thrilled during this crazy time about more killing and more gore and blood and all that. It's like it's been quite amazing, and just Luciana. I mean, again, when I showed up, I put my boots on. I said, oh my God, here we go again. We're back. That's what I say all the time in my karaoke. So we're back. But this time I'm like, we're back. Oh God. You know, what episode we're talking about? The one that just aired? The one that is about to air?
You know, because we can't talk about the one that's about to air yet. But yeah. And for the listeners, we've agreed that we're gonna tease 6/10, which is coming out this Sunday. But yes. Danai is gracious enough to she's gonna give us some after episode things that I can't run at the same time, but you'll be able to hear on Sunday after the episode airs.
Right.
Insight. But so yeah, we could talk about 608, 609, and tease 6/10.
Okay. So I wanted to say that working with Ruben, you know, in 608, 609, you are going to see a side of Salazar that he has. It would surprise you, but it will revealed a lot of who this man is. And working with Ruben, the fact that I, you know, when we were in the lined up, that I saved him, he got really bad injured and all that, was such a joy, you know. I can tease that we speak a little bit Spanish. In the future, we start communicating in a different, you know, in our mother tongue. And working with Ruben has been really a dream come true. I mean, not just for me, but for anyone in the Latin community. He is the James Bond of your mother, you know, like when they talk about Ruben, it's like, oh, Ruben Blades. It's like, and all everything is, he represents so much in our community, Latin community, and in our show, he just brings so much to the table. And I would just tease that the relationship that was planted in episode 8 with Luciana kind of covering him and being there for him, it's going somewhere. I can't say where it's going, but it's going somewhere. And that's just nice, because, you know, our show started going strong in Mexico. You know, we go back to Mexico, in which, like, Strand will speak Spanish, you know, which, like, Alicia, like, we were talking about a group of a family, American family, that we went to Mexico. Now we're here, and our, you know, Latin characters are, like, you know, having them spark a little bit. It would be so refreshing to even the nature of our show, which is so amazing. And that's, and Ruben is so much fun. Oh my God, we laugh so much. I mean, this is between Mo, Ruben, Coleman, it's like so much fun. It's crazy. They just don't stop. It's hard to have a straight face, but it's something that I was really excited to explore, that relationship with them and where it's going. And that's something I can tease about, but I can't say much. But yeah, it's a big episode, a huge episode for us. And I'm excited for everybody to watch. And the rest of the season is just wonderful too. I'm just so excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. And we're gonna stop here at this part of our conversation, and it's going to continue for the next podcast. But okay. Thank you so much I just want to say, for this part of the conversation, I just want to thank you for talking about your podcast and for doing your podcast. I think it's always, everybody loves seeing these things, but I think we also have to express our gratitude for, you know, that you're continuing to do these things, and that you're letting, you know, that it's becoming part of you. And so I just want to thank you for doing that, because you're making the world a better place. And it, for so many people who have been by themselves or dealing with things, like, it's such a ray of light, and it's a place, it's a safe place where, you know, you can go and you can smile and be with people. So so thank you for doing that.
Thank you. No, thank you for really being able to see, and for also giving me the opportunity to express how was everything born, and people get to see the behind the pictures, you know, behind the scenes of how something is created. And the goal for me is the same way I was able to create something, they can do it too. You know, the token that they can take from this is like, you know, just because I contribute from this side doesn't mean that you can't do it too. Like, you can do it in all kinds of ways. You did it with cards. You're doing it with this, you know, giving me an opportunity to kind of bring this message to others, that the same way I decided, because you have to make that decision too. Make a decision to help, to be there. It's a decision that you have to stand by, and it works. And so thank you for giving me that opportunity. And I just hope that I empower others to also stand up and roll our sleeves and say, let's do it. We are really in this together. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, and we have to give away candy and ride in the car and just like no have a destination. Just I would just tell you left, right, left to right, or keep going this direction.
Maybe we can find your candy Uber driver and we can go with he can drive us and we'll just jump out and spend a whole day just jumping out.
That's it. That's it. So you better let me know when you come over. You have we can make something so fun out of it.
Oh yeah, that'll be great. Okay. I'm so excited.
Sounds good.
All right, we're back. And I really hope you enjoyed that interview. It was so much fun to do, and I'm so happy that it continues this Sunday after this week's episode of Fear the Walking Dead. That will be episode 610, and the title, Handle with Care, it says it all. It's a very powerful episode. It's got a little bit of everything in it, and I really think you're going to enjoy it. So please feel free to hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what you think, both of the interview today and the episode itself when it airs, the episode of Fear the Walking Dead, because I always love to know what you're thinking and love to hear your feedback. So please make sure you reach out to me at Sarah Beth Pollock on Twitter, and you can also hit us up on at Undead Walking FS. And I just want to say thank you to Denai Garcia for being so generous with her time. It's always a pleasure talking with her, and I can't wait to talk with her again. So thank you so much to all of you who have listened to the podcast and for your continued support. Remember, please leave reviews, send us questions, and just thank you. Thank you for following along. And until next time, I just want to say, please, please stay safe, wash your hands, and watch out for those walkers. Thanks, everybody.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.